And for travel purposes, we're not going awfully far today. We're traveling back to the Elgin Valley to take a closer look at the Old McDaddy. It's a resort I've never had the opportunity to visit myself, but which I've been hearing about for years. And everybody I know who's been there has come back saying what a fun family time they had in particular. It's part... I don't want to use the words trailer park because that's going to create an incredibly wrong, I think, perspective in your heads of what we're talking about. So I'm rather going to let our guest explain a little bit more about the kinds of accommodation they offer, certainly unique accommodation on offer, what you can expect from the venue. And if any of you have had the opportunity to stay there yourselves, we'd welcome your perspective on what you enjoyed, what you did, where you stayed. Drop a voice note to 072-567-1567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567. On the line with me is Yael Duncan, who is the marketing coordinator for the Old McDaddy Resort. Yael, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Thank you. We're going to have to get you out there.
I'd love to come and experience it. It just looks like such a delightful, creative space. Talk to us about what is so unique about the accommodation there, Yael.
Well, I must just say that we're actually celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year.
Okay.
And it was 10 years ago that we were standing on the hill there kind of imagining, you know, what is today this a trailer park. But we like to call it trailer flash.
Okay.
So it's a trailer flash park and resort, really. So the basis is we've got these silver airstreams, and they are basically kind of nestled in the mountain, and every airstream, they're like silver, like shells, silver bombshells. I don't know if you've ever seen what an airstream looks like.
Yes, I have.
But, yeah, so every one of them has been designed by a different South African artist. So they are very wonderfully and interestingly styled. We've got different themes from For Better or For Burrivors, Life Before Color. So you know, you enter this world, and it's quite interesting just to look. That's just the airstreams. Then a lot of the airstreams have actually a built-on deck with a little lounge and a bathroom. To make it very family friendly. So that was the core of the trailer park. And since then, we've also got two self-catering units, which take bigger families or for people that want to do some self-catering. And where we've got some glamping tents.
So it's a real... Okay, a real variety of options. So you have the option of the trailers if you want the real authentic Old McDaddy experience. You've also got more traditional accommodation, if I can put it that way, if you prefer. How does catering work on site, Yael? If I'm not mistaken, you've got a sort of a central kitchen area. Is that correct?
Well, we've got this a Scandi-style barn, a beautiful big barn, which is kind of the center, the heart of Old McDaddy. And it's got a big restaurant, which is actually open to the public.
Okay.
And it's kind of, you know, very picturesque, around, got lots of windows, and we serve, you know, it's open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So our guests, breakfast is included, and then we serve lunches and dinners, and we cater for kids because it's quite a children-friendly place. We cater for vegans. So yeah, so that is the, we do have the barn restaurant. So it's not a camping site, and it's not, you know, it's not a bring your own food. It's just the self-catering units that do have a kitchen.
Okay.
So people can cook in there, but they can also choose to go to the restaurant.
I know you're also becoming popular as a really beautiful, unique wedding venue. So do people take out the whole camp and host the guests on site and hold the party at the venue?
Yeah, we got lots of wedding books and also big, you know, big group activities, birthdays, because everybody can have their privacy, have their own space. And then you've got this beautiful barn area. We've also got big green spaces to, you know, to have a celebration. You know, we also do a lot of conferencing and those kind of events because we've got these big gardens. So it has become quite popular as a wedding venue, as an event space, as a conferencing space.
Besides, obviously, the really unique accommodation, and you've told us about the dining, let's talk about what families do when they come and stay there. There are all kinds of activities in the Elgin Valley. What do you particularly recommend and see a lot of your guests enjoying?
Well, I'll explain some of the activities on site and also in the wider Elgin area. Firstly, we've built a beach. So we've got our very own beach with a beach bar, and we've got kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and, you know, a whole lot of activities to do on the beach. And we've also got archery. So there's actually a lot you can do on site. A lot of hikers and bikers come and kind of cycle around the area. Mm-hmm. But Elgin is such a beautiful area in itself. We've got a very strong Elgin tourism in the area that is promoting the area. And you've got wine farms. We're right next door to South Hill Wine Farm. We've got the railway market. I don't know if you've heard about them.
Yes,
but that's
we've
a very
spoken to
unique,
them, yeah.
Yeah, market that's opened up. We've got the Cape Canopy Tours, which is also an amazing experience. So lots to do in the area. You could definitely be busy for a full weekend or even a week.
So take a kayak out on that lakeside beach, go ziplining, go and visit the market for the full experience. But you've also not mentioned you can totally unwind and put yourself into the hands of a spa on site as well.
Yes, we've got our own Zen Den spa. So, and they can take a couple at a time. So, yeah, that's also become a favorite. And also, the you know, bigger groups. Then we put a spa package together for a bigger group. So that's gone down well. And we're always creating new and interesting things. For instance, one of our glamping spaces has got three tents. And sometimes if, you know, there's two families, there's eight people, we'll add an extra tent. It's got its own garden, and it's also got a wood-fired hot tub and a hammock. So people, and I'm actually going there with my family next week, one of the perks of working at Old MacDaddy. So that's, you know, we're always looking at new and interesting ideas. I think actually one of our directors takes his inspiration from his children, and his kids say, "Hey, Dad, what about having this year?" And then, you know, then he brings all these new and wonderful ideas to the space.
It sounds incredible. I can't wait to come and visit you. Yael, the final thing to discuss is the cost of staying at Old MacDaddy. I know there are lots of different accommodation options, and obviously the pricing will be different, but can you give us a ballpark figure on the sort of range of options?
Yeah, well, we've got a weekday and weekend options. So, you know, if you have a lower budget and you can afford to escape during the week, a weekday trailer suite will cost you I'm just looking at the rates. For the some of the glamping, it's about, or let's say it's between 1,800 and 3,000 rand. That's for like two people.
Okay.
The trailer is actually 1,900 rand for two people. Sharing includes breakfast, and then the weekends it's 2,700.
Okay.
Or during school holidays. So that just gives you an idea of a trailer suite. That's for two people, and then there is a fee if you want to bring an extra child. You can have two children, you know, because the trailer suite can be quite nice for a family of four, and then the children will be a supplement of 250 rand.
Okay, so for full details, and if you want to just take a look at the trailers and see what tickles your fancy and get a sense of all the activities, the best place to do to be for that info is on the website, which is oldmacdaddy.co.za, and it's Mac with an A in between. Yael, somebody's asking on the WhatsApp whether you are wheelchair-friendly. I know this is a fairly hilly area. Is it something that you're able to accommodate?
Look, it is. We do have boardwalks. So it's not only stairs, but we would need to make sure that they are on one of the bottom, you know, or staying either in the self-catering facility, like right at the entrance, or at one of the bottom trailers.
Okay, so yes, but you can let us know that. So you would ask the people let you know in advance so that they're booked into an appropriate suite. Is the answer?
That would be great. Yes.
Okay. Yael, it's been great to chat to you today, and I hope you're going to get Cape Talk listeners flocking through to visit you at Old MacDaddy. Let me just repeat the website again: oldmacdaddy.co.za. Final question: approximate driving time from Cape Town.
An hour,
not more than that. So yes. A very easy getaway for a weekend that feels like a world away. Somebody's SMS to say you don't have to do anything, just sit and enjoy the beautiful views. And I guess that sums up the sort of laid back, relaxing place that you've created. Yael Duncan, it's been lovely to chat to you today. Thank you so much for joining us, and best wishes to the team at Old MacDaddy.
Thank you for having me on board.
Yael's the marketing coordinator at Old MacDaddy. Lovely to have you on the show today. And I hope those of you who have stayed there will drop us a voice note and tell us what you enjoyed. 072-567-1567.